As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, and may lose value.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you to the Lady Bombers pregame show as Mountain Home gets a very hard-fought overtime victory for their first conference win of the season. Lady Bombers defeat Green County Tech tonight by a score of 56-48. Taking a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home with two players in double figures. Anna Grace Foreman leading the way with 17 points, including that a layup right before the buzzer at the end of overtime to put the exclamation point on it. And 12 points from Kate Gilbert, including going 6 of 6 from the free throw line. She was deadly there from the charity stripe in the second half. 9 points for Peyton Husky. 6 each for Emma Martin and Leah Jackson. 4 for Addison Yates and 2 for Kyra Penn. 3 players in double figures tonight for the Lady Eagles. Tiffany Gramling and Sabrina Kellett each with 12 points. I tell you what, Tiffany Gramling was kept quiet in that in the first half and was, well, you know, spent much of it on the bench in foul trouble. But she really came alive in that fourth quarter. 10 of her 12 points in that fourth final period alone. 11 for Shelby Adams, 7 for Brooke Justice, and then 3 points for Brooke Barnes as she went 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Also, 2 for Elizabeth Knoll and 1 for Kenley Pritchard. Mountain Home with 12 turnovers on the night. Green County Tech with 11. There were 4 ties and 5 lead changes in this one. Well, Matt, the first tie was 2-all, but to tell you, Tech had jumped out on the Lady Bombers after that. Came close to getting a double-digit lead, but Mountain Home would find a way in that second half to come back and get the take the lead. And then Tech made a run of their own to tie it up and force overtime. But Mountain Home just had an excellent overtime period, outscoring Mountain Home 12-4 for the 8-point victory. So with that victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to a 9-6 on the season, 1-1 in the 5A East. Green County Tech is going to fall to 8-6 and 0-2. So again, the 8-point victory for the Lady Bombers, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show in the first portion of our doubleheader. We'll come back and get the boys' portion started in just a little bit. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Green County Tech 56-48 in overtime. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good time rock and roll, Classic Hits 101.7.